Boy, Ann, this is the World Series.
Here we are.
Isn't this amazing? I mean, look what's out here. Look at everybody. And everyone says, oh, it's a corporate crowd and all that. No.
You know what? I thought the crowds between Friday and Saturday night were really different. I thought Friday night's crowd was feeling like a corporate crowd. It was quiet. You know, they fell behind early, the Giants, but still, you know, it's the World Series. You gotta stay fired up. Last night, now, there are a lot of theories. Maybe it was Saturday, so people started pre-gaming at noon. You know, their juices might have been flowing, but yeah. I have a feeling it was more of a regular crowd last night because those people were fired up from the get-go. I think maybe, you know, the game is early. You had to take the kids out of school or leave work early on Friday. I think Friday people sold their tickets. That's my feeling.
All right. I believe you. Ann Killian with us from the Chronicle. What's your feeling about the game tonight? Game five of this World Series that's gone back and forth. I always say you got to have three or four games under your belt before you get a feel for the series, as your colleague Bruce Jenkins sits down here. How do you feel about this series and tonight?
Well, I think the series has been great. I think, you know, I agree with my colleague Bruce Jenkins, who said early on, like, let's have, you know, a tense, exciting, competitive series. You know, Giants fans think that the World Series is really easy based on the last two times they were here, and it's not supposed to be easy. So I think it's been a great series so far. Yes, there have been lopsided scores, but the games have been very tense until, you know, one team cracks it open. But I think, you know, the Giants have to feel great getting into Game 5 at home with Bumgarner on the mound. I mean, you know, with it tied up, and it was just last night, you know, there was so much second guessing going on of Bochy before the game in the first couple innings, and then everything the guy did, you know, the whole ninth spot was just amazing. Like everything, you know, he lets Petit hit for himself, he gets a hit, you know, Arias, Duffy, things couldn't have worked out better for the Giants last night, and some of it was inexplicable, but I think they've got to feel really good right now.
All right, Bruce, how do you feel heading into Game 5 here?
Well,
Bruce is a little tired and hungover, maybe.
I'm supposed to see. What's the matter? Come on,
I'm supposed to open for Ann. She's the headliner here. Well, you know, I just in the middle of the game, the Royals were really kind of living it up. You know, they were laughing at Vargas's ball three walk, and they were just and they really, you know, for a young team, you can't blame them. And that's kind of how the Giants feel right now. They're not showing it, like, and they won't show it like the Royals were. But things can change really fast. I mean, two-run double off Bumgarner, the Royals go up. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. I mean, if I had to put money down, I'd put it on Bumgarner. But the whole series has been back and forth, each team feeling like, all right, we got it, we got this now. And then it turns completely around. And last night was one of the all-timers.
Well, I'll ask both of you this. The key for tonight, and you've seen four games already. You know how they sort of play out, what the good and bad of both teams might be. What do you see as the key for the Giants tonight?
Well, I mean, I'm not very creative, and I'm tired because I've lost the whole month of October, so I'm just going to say Bumgarner. I mean, they need him to pitch the way he did in Game 1. I mean, he was fantastic, and they, you know, they need to get through the sixth inning with, you know, I think without going to the bullpen. So.
And I'll tell you this, Bruce, you comment on Bumgarner. And I said this to Paul White, who was here. Bill Madden was here as well.
Yeah.
And Bumgarner in the World Series now. I mean, this is – take a look at his numbers for a World Series pitcher. This is now getting up to the names of people.
He's in there with Babe Ruth and Whitey Ford.
I mean,
that's right, Babe Ruth as a pitcher.
And Harry Burkine and Jack Billingham.
Lou Burdett.
And people who have thrown, you know, multiple innings and given up very few runs. And here he goes tonight. He has a chance tonight, I mean, with a big game. Who knows what will happen, you know. But he has a chance tonight to really cement himself a little bit as one of the great World Series pitchers.
At age 25.
Yes.
And he becomes the third pitcher ever to start six postseason games in one postseason. I mean, obviously, that's because of the wild card in the division series. But that's when people were saying, pitch him on short rest, it's like, do you know what he's been doing in October, you know, under the most intense pressure of all?
It's a great thing that he didn't have to pitch yesterday. It really is. It's just so much more comforting. Everything's straightened out. Now he's on the mound tonight. Get him back up 3-2, going to Kansas City. That's the plan anyway. But I definitely agree. And, you know, he looks the part. And everybody in the clubhouse feels that he's the man. And it's just it's no accident. He looks the part, and he's just he's country strong.
Yeah, and this is start awesome. Number 39 for him.
Gee,
you know, we're talking about Denny McClain, 30. You know, I mean, really, you know, us growing up with pitchers who actually pitched in a 4-man rotation, he got 40 starts and all that.
Sure, yeah.
So just look. So I think it's pretty amazing what he's on the verge of accomplishing if he does it tonight.
And he gets to hit tonight, which he's happy about.
Which absolutely.
I can't wait for that.
My prediction is that he'll come back later in the series. He's going to come back and throw two or three big innings for the Giants somewhere later on in the series.
Oh, yeah. He'll be more than ready for that, believe me.
Boy, now what about Yosmeiro Petit? Now, again, you look at, you know, there is no MVP for the whole postseason. And who knows? He could be the MVP of the World Series if he gets another chance and wins another game, just like Bumgarner could be if he gets it tonight. Or Eric Hosmer could get it if he has a big night. Who knows? But Petit, for me, is the story of this complete postseason. Every game he has touched has been a pivotal game, and it's come out perfectly.
He's kind of typifies this World Series, I think, from a national standpoint. You know, the ratings are down. We don't have Mike Trout or Miggy Cabrera or any of the big names. But people, this is like Pat Borders with Toronto, I mean, who has dominated a series.
Very good,
you know?
Bruce.
Yosmeiro Petit, who is this guy? I mean, even people who know the Giants pitching staff may not know who this guy is.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's the savior. He's the three-inning middle reliever.
And that was huge last night. I mean, you might look back at the end of this series and say, what was the most important moment? Yeah. And it could be last night with him coming down and shutting them down and you know, taking – I mean, he's just got to make Bochy's life so much easier, you know. He's better than a roll of Tums, I got to say.
Yeah, the key out may be Crawford striking out, so Petit could go out there for the sixth inning and not have Lindskog come in that sixth inning.
Yeah, I don't think Bochy minded that particular strike.
Believe me, I didn't. Yeah. I said, end the inning right now and let Petit go out there, and that's when Belt turned that really slick double play on Aoki, who can fly, and he got him by like 7 steps at first base.
Yeah.
That was another great play. Hey, if you could stick around for just a minute, we'll take a break, and maybe we'll take a couple of phone calls. Andy, you're going to go?
I'm going to go.
All right. Before you go, then, I want to tell you this. Why not more pub for Hunter Pence?
We had a Hunter Pence story, a great story in the Chronicle.
All right.
Buy the newspaper. It's a collector's item.
I have it. I get it delivered at home. Ron Krojcik wrote it. I looked it up. Thank you for coming out. I love
all right.
it. Sign
have
our table
day.
Before you leave.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear it for Ann Killian of the Chronicle. Does a great job. All right, Bruce will stick with us. We'll take some phone calls when we come back right after this on these sports.